Did I wake you up? I'm sorry, baby. I didn't mean to. I just couldn't fall back to sleep. Not really doing much. It was raining this morning. I think you can kind of still hear the pitter-patter outside. It was just nice. I was looking out the window. And I heard you snoring, so I started looking at you. And then now here we are. Full circle. You look really cute this morning. You do. You look incredibly adorable. I mean that. I always think you look so pretty in the morning. All half asleep. I think the cutest things are when you wake up and we have a conversation and then you go back to sleep and then you wake up for good and you never remember talking to me. You're always like, I don't remember that. No, we didn't talk this morning. Like all full conversations and you're so out of it. Never even remember. But only when you go back to sleep. If you stay awake, you remember. But if you go back to sleep, you totally forget. I probably do it too. Have you had any sleepy conversations with me? Where you talked to me for a bit and then I went back to sleep? Not that you can remember. It's fine, I'm probably gonna go back to sleep too. Now that you're like slightly awake, I'm starting to get sleepy. Come here. Come here. I don't really have much to do today. I mean, I have to do some stuff today, but I don't have to do a whole lot. I have to remember to take out the trash, because trash comes tomorrow. And you wanted me to mow the lawn and clean the gutters. Which sounds like a euphemism, but it isn't. I want to get my car washed if I can. Because it's been forever and a day since I've washed my car, so it needs to, like, happen at some point. Groceries would be super nice to get today. Oh my god, yes. I could do it, baby. You don't have to do it. Are you sure? If you want to go, you can go. Otherwise, I was just going to do it online. Yeah. Now the kids are still home. I think they have to do their homeschooling stuff today. Well, it's not really homeschooling. It's like teleschool or something. I don't know. You have to help her log in. No, I think he knows what's going on. But she said she wanted some help. I can do that, though. If you go to the grocery, I'll do that. Otherwise, if you do it online, you can help her while I clean the cars. I feel like we don't need to mow the lawn. I know it's getting long, but hear me out. You know, there's those things like natural lawns, where it's like a jungle. Or, also, bamboo. Let's just put bamboo in our front yard. And, like, don't do anything to it. Just let it do whatever it wants to do. See, you beat me to it. I was saying bamboo panda. I feel like a pet panda is definitely. And I guess you're right. If we didn't have kids, we could think about it. A panda's a big responsibility. You gotta be really sure before you get a panda. Doesn't matter how much bamboo you have. I mean, you definitely need a lot of bamboo. They eat so much bamboo. I don't know, I was watching something on pandas before I went to sleep last night. It's like a rabbit hole. I was watching cute panda videos where they're like babies and they're rolling down slides. And then like one thing to another. They really don't feel like bears, you know? No. I don't know, I think I'm just too used to like grizzly bears and black bears. I can't conceptualize a panda bear acting that way. Although to be fair, like all the bears are really cute. Especially when they steal your picnic basket. Yeah, we can go to sleep. I'm all for it. The kids wake us up. The kids wake us up. If it's 11 o'clock and it's way too quiet, then we can be suspicious, but still, 8 o'clock is early. Yeah, I know. Oh, you're right. I know. It's your two favorite words in the English language. You're right. When you're right, you're right. I'm not gonna argue with you. Yeah, so I'll mow the lawn. I promise I won't procrastinate anymore. If you just bought that, like, sit-down lawnmower, I'd be so more about it, though. I don't know, because it's so much more fun than a bush, like, I promise I'll do like the most straight lines. That is both it is and isn't a great Christmas present. That's like you've achieved fatherhood when your kids and your wife start getting you like tools and lawnmowers and leaf blowers and other like things that are basically chores, and be like, here, you can do your chores, but so much easier now. That is the pinnacle of fatherhood. That's when I know I'm like made maximum dad mode. I'm glad I'm still getting cool fun dad gifts like switches and other cool things. The moment you buy me a tool belt and socks, I'll be like, yep. There's no going back anymore. No, I'm not. No, this was not meant to give you ideas. Besides, you're going to go to sleep and forget all about this conversation. That's what happens when you yawn. Okay. Go to sleep. I love you. Very, very much. Mm-hmm.